Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got him with us from there 20 minutes or so. Robert Grodin and, of course, Jim Mars. Top experts in their own fields of the JFK assassination. Both of them, documentary filmmakers, both of them, authors, both of them worked intimately on the JFK film by Oliver Stone. And I do want to start going to the phone calls here in just a few minutes, but where do you see this going? Both men briefly, as 90-plus percent in every major poll know that there's a cover-up, a conspiracy to kill Kennedy. No amount of shoddy hit pieces are going to convince anybody otherwise. But not just with the JFK assassination. It probably started there. But with everything else now, the people know the government is a private group of criminals looting us. Where do you see this going in the future?
Well, for me,
go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, this is Jim Mars. Unfortunately, I see that the Kennedy assassination is showing us a template for what's going to happen with 9/11. There was a period of time, and Robert knows this too, he lived through it. There was a period of time for 15, maybe 20 years after the assassination when it was not considered socially acceptable to bring that up as a topic in public. We just don't talk about that. And then, you know, new generations came along. They were very inquisitive and curious, and all of a sudden it became okay to talk about it, and all of a sudden all this information that people like Robert and I and others had would begin to stumble out, and now everybody, the polls show that 85-90% of the population now knows, understands, and believes that Kennedy was killed as a result of a conspiracy, but it's still not an accepted thing, although, as Robert pointed out, the last word of the federal government was the House Select Committee on Assassinations, and they said there was probably a conspiracy because there was one, somebody shooting at him from the grassy knoll. Now,
they said 95% chance.
95%. Yeah, way up there. And today, what we're in that, we're right back into that mode. It's not socially acceptable to speak out publicly about 9/11 in polite company. And so they'll wait 20 years, and then all the information will come out. And in 40 years, we'll all know that 9/11 was an inside job perpetrated by people within the Bush administration. And it'll just be accepted, but it still won't be officially acknowledged by leaders, nor will it be in the history books.
Robert, your comments on what he was just saying?
Well, I pretty much agree with what Jim said. You know, the American people has never been fooled by this, for the most part. I'm in Dealey Plaza hundreds and hundreds of days a year, virtually every day. And I can tell you, without doing an actual count, that approximately 99%, 99+% don't believe the Warren Commission fairy tale. They just don't buy it. And when they see the plaza itself, they just shake their heads and can't believe that the other side tried to convince us of this incredible lie. But unfortunately, they do seem to control the national news media. They control their broadcast licenses. The head of CBS at the time of the assassination was Bill Paley, one of the founders of the Central Intelligence Agency. Now, what do we expect from him? He gave the order, and nobody would dare challenge him from Walter Cronkite on down. So they just arbitrarily started backing the Warren Commission, and that became what we got to hear. And if you talk to people on the street, if you find somebody who does believe that that the Warren Commission was right, you'll ask them why, they'll quote the Warren Commission. I mean, that's totally convoluted reasoning. There's no basis in fact there. There never was. For crying out loud, the Warren Commission had 7 members. 3 of those 7 members, virtually half of them, did not believe that Oswald acted alone.
All right, Robert, Jim, stay there on the internet at prisonplanet.tv. We're going to talk behind the scenes during this break about this weekend.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
If I had something to spray on my license plate that would block off the camera, you betcha, Bubba, bring it on.
KETV NewsWatch 7. It will render a license plate unreadable to the red light cameras.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. This revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com and check out the newscast showing the photo blocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photo blocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate, and when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Bob in Florida. You're on the air with our guest. Welcome.
Hello, hello, Alex.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, this is Bob. I got a question about JFK. It seems like he was too naive in the sense that he thought he could abolish the Federal Reserve without anything happening to him. Just by reading history, he should have known that anything he did to go around the bankers would have caused his death. Is there something else he could have done to lessen the power of the Federal Reserve without actually abolishing it or printing notes so that maybe today we could actually abolish it versus just abolishing it immediately?
Alex, can I respond to that?
Sure.
Okay, yes, there was things he could have done, and he was doing. He had his Treasury Secretary. They were beginning to alter federal regulations and rules, allowing power to be drawn back from the Federal Reserve System and back into the private banking system.
Now, he signed the executive order. He was pulling the troops out of Vietnam. He said he was going to abolish the CIA. He'd learned they were planning to stage terror attacks like 9/11. But just to expand on that, that's why even if Barack Obama was a wonderful person, nothing's going to change. That's
right.
Why he's appointing all the same people. That's why he's going back on all the promises, because presidents are puppets, period. George Bush, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan early on got out of line. The Secret Service lit him up. You want to talk about that, Jim?
Well, I will simply say that on all three network cameras that were filming Ronald Reagan's exit from that hotel when the assassination attempt happened, recorded seven shots very clearly. And yet Hinckley's revolver was a six-shot revolver. So nobody has ever bothered to try to determine where that seventh shot came from. But let me finish with Kennedy.
Well, the Bushes were also big buddies with the Hinckleys.
Exactly.
And had dinner with them the night before.
That's true. And it's funny because the Bushes are also the closest business and social friends to the Bin Laden family. You know, wait a minute. It gets a little thick there.
Okay, go ahead.
In June of 1963, Kennedy even went farther than trying to curtail the power of the Federal Reserve System. He actually issued $4.2 billion in currency that he issued through the Treasury Department rather than through the Federal Reserve. I have a $5 bill, 1963, it has red ink on it, and at the top, instead of saying Federal Reserve note,
U.S.,
it says United States notes. Now, the difference is that if we issue money through the Treasury, we don't have to pay interest on it to those international bankers. And Bob, the caller, was quite correct. I think Kennedy was a bit naive. He
yes.
really thought he was president of the United States, leader of the free world, and he thought that he could make decisions in the best interest of the public, namely issue money that's interest-free, and he did not probably stop to realize that the only other U.S. president to issue interest-free money was Abraham Lincoln, who issued greenbacks to support the war between the states. And both of those men, and I don't think this is a coincidence, both of those men were shot in the head in broad daylight.
Absolutely. Thank you for the call, Bob. Any comments on why the establishment wanted Kennedy dead? Robert Groden.
Well, the president was ending the Vietnam War, which was big business and a lot of money to very, very powerful people, including Lyndon Johnson. Johnson was a major stockholder in, I believe, seven, perhaps more, but at least seven companies that had Vietnam War contracts. He made billions off the war himself. And it's not the only reason why the president was killed, but it was certainly one of the major reasons.
It's unbelievable.
I think another major reason was he and his brother Bobby, the attorney general, were fighting the only effective war in this nation's history against organized crime. Whereas Richard Nixon's closest friend was B.B. Rebozo, a mobster, President Kennedy and his brother Bobby were fighting a very effective war against people like Carlos Marcello, Santos Trafficante, Johnny Roselli, Jimmy Hoffa.
Who all were contracted by the mob for opium, cocaine, you name it, gambling, prostitution.
That's the CIA. And the CIA was gutting out American servicemen in Vietnam, filling their bodies with heroin and sending it back to the United States. That's how
and
they
Kennedy,
were funding their international operations.
And Kennedy had vowed to destroy the CIA. He said he was going to split it apart and into a thousand pieces and cast it to the winds. So what is the strongest motivation for murder? Self-defense. So the mafia, it was self-defense. To the CIA, it was self-defense.
Well, let's go further there. And this is part of what governments do throughout history, and to be childlike and say it doesn't exist, you know, that's what's brought us to this point we are now, being openly raped by the bankers, $5 trillion stolen in 5 weeks right in front of everyone. But it is a great tragedy because that's when the shadow government really was able to fully take over this nation. Let's go to John in Wyoming. John, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I want to follow up on what Jim said just a while ago, that yes, it was on June 4th, 1963, when JFK issued Executive Order 11110, which recalled the Federal Reserve notes, and I have one of those United States notes. It's a series 1963. It's a $2 bill. And indeed, this is what got him assassinated.
It's a $5 bill.
Yeah, but I have a $2 bill that's a series 1963. And it's also debt-free currency like that $5 bill that Jim has. But also, when I was living in Houston about 30 to 35 years ago, Channel 13, the ABC affiliate in Houston, showed an uncut copy of the Zapruder film, which, by the way, E. Howard Hunt's son was discussing with George Norrie, shortly after E. Howard Hunt passed away, what, a couple of years ago, that shows that Corsican assassin on the grassy knoll hiding in the bush. They stopped the frame. You could see the bush halfway between Zapruder and Kennedy's Lincoln limousine, and they readjusted the focus to where the bush was in sharp focus, and you could see that well-dressed Corsican assassin wearing a suit, a tie, and a fedora.
Okay, I'm going to let you go, John. I appreciate the call because we're almost out of time with our guest, but we have the photo expert. We have the person who released the uncut Zapruder film. We have the person that enhanced it and looked at it. Is what he was just saying accurate, Robert?
It's a matter of interpretation. Yes, he's correct. There is somebody on the grassy knoll in the closing frames of the Zapruder film behind the fence. But it's not sharp enough and it's not close enough to draw any kind of a determination as to whether or not you cannot make an identification. There is somebody there, but as far as that goes, whether he shows in the film or not, he was there because the medical evidence proves it, the eyewitness testimony proves it, and certainly the acoustics evidence proves it.
Absolutely. Okay, let's go ahead now and take another call from Ronnie in Texas. You're on the air, Ronnie. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Briefly, me and Oswald and Ruby all lived in Oak Cliff at the time, and I've made it my business to try to learn as much as I could all these many years, and I really appreciate your guests there, and it's not no disrespect to them, but there's another great expert. That is, of course, Michael Collins Piper from the American Free Press, who wrote Final Judgment, the book that shook up my world and changed my life, and ended up the real evidence from others. He didn't add any evidence of his own, but it points the finger of guilt directly to Israeli founder and first prime minister David Ben-Gurion and the Israeli organized crime family, godfather of all godfathers, Meyer Lansky and his gang.
And
they
so no, well, hold on just a second. But no involvement, though, by the president or the U.S. government or anybody that covered it up. It's just all only Israel, then.
No. My line about that is not who was involved. It was who wasn't involved. They involved everybody. They had the Dallas cops. They had, you know, Johnson was probably involved. Who knows? But there's so many fingers of guilt in that on that thing. But and one of the main points that's been left out of everybody's book is that JFK smoked pot. He smoked pot. One of his early girlfriends, one of those girlfriends, made testimony about that, and then it was just kind of ignored.
Okay, let me just stop you right there. I believe I've even heard Jim, we're all friendly here, but I think I've even heard Jim attacked before by other people for not saying it's all Israel or something. Jim and Robert Grodin, what's your take on this whole Israel thing? I'm certainly not saying that Israel didn't do a lot of bad things, but how much evidence is it that Israel ran the killing of JFK?
Well, none at all. Go ahead, Robert.
None at all.
Right.
This is an anti-Semitic situation that began ago and detracts from where the real evidence is.
The thing is, Israel did not have the power to subvert the Secret Service, the CIA, the FBI, the U.S. military. Although I will say this, people, when you talk about Israel involvement in the Kennedy assassination, if you're looking at it at a lower level, that's really not even possible, as I just said. But if you look at it from the highest level, the people who created the state of Israel, Lord Rothschild is considered the father of modern Israel. And when you look at the people who created Zionism, who then created the state of Israel, who then created communism in Russia, who then created National Socialism or the Nazis in Germany, then you realize these are the same people who are the power structure, the true power structure, the United States. And yes, they at least had to acquiesce in the assassination of President Kennedy.
And there's claims that he wouldn't give
yours.
There's claims he wouldn't give nukes to Israel. And,
that's true.
And that's what happened. You know, I would interview those people. It's just folks have been too nasty to me when I'm just open and friendly. Like if it's a Tex Mars or somebody, we just have them on because they're friendly. You know, it'd be like if a neighbor ran up and threw paint on your face and said, you didn't invite me over for tea. And I'm like, well, if I'd have known you wanted to come over for tea, I would have had you over for tea, but you've thrown paint on me. I'm not going to have you on now. Okay, you know what, guys? I'm going to twist your arms, go to the bottom of the hour. One more five-minute segment with both of you because I want to go to David, Tim, and Josh and others. We'll be right back.
GCN listeners, now you can transform your living room's HDTV into a virtual war room command center with ZV. ZV turns your computer into your own HD channel that broadcasts throughout your home to all your HDTVs. Enjoy any internet audio feed, podcast, video feed, radar, free movies, and TV shows. Anything that can be viewed on your PC can be controlled from your couch with the ZV remote with its built-in mouse touchpad. Plus, the easy on-screen ZV menu provides a gateway to premium content, such as online movies, TV shows, news, and more. And all in HD and just a click away. With ZV, there are no subscriptions or download fees. The ZV is bundled with everything you need to easily get started. Get your ZV today at freedomonmytv.com. That's freedomonmytv.com. Or call us today at 800-611-1776. That's 800-611-1776. Call today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA. The hijacker's ties to the FBI. The Saudi Arabian connection. The Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
Toxic heavy metals negatively impact our health. They're in the air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat, the products we use, and the objects we touch. Exposure is impossible to avoid. Heavy metals build up within the body over a period of time, causing poor health. However, with Kelerex, they can be mobilized and excreted in a safe and effective manner. Kelerex was developed based on Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Kelerex does not contain EDTA and is made from all natural ingredients, enhancing the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and preventing their reabsorption. Kelerex contains antioxidants to protect the liver, kidneys, central nervous system, and immune functions, and effectively mobilizes mercury and 15 other heavy metals, including aluminum, arsenic, lead, and more. Find out what Kelerex can do for you by calling 1-800-675-4568 or visit us online at CHELOREX.com. That's Kelerex.com today.
Look at your young men fighting. Look at your women crying.
Jim, we were talking behind the scenes at PrisonPlanet.tv. I want you to finish your point. Then we're going to take a few final calls. We've only got 5 minutes left with both of you, and I'll see you both this weekend up in Dallas for the 45th anniversary. You were talking about we're still fighting about men on the grassy knoll or did they go to the moon, when openly World Bank system is setting up world government. They're openly announcing it. It's on the news. It's just incredible. Finish your point.
Right. Well, in the case of the Kennedy assassination, here's the bottom line. I'll be the first to admit that no one can say for absolute certainty or with absolute proof how many people were shooting at Kennedy, who they were, who paid them, where they came from, where they went to. But what we can show and document beyond any reasonable shadow of a doubt is that the truth of the conspiracy to kill Kennedy has been covered up at the level of the federal government of the United States, that we can prove that there was alteration of evidence, destruction of evidence, suppression of evidence, fabrication of evidence, and intimidation of witnesses, all of which are crimes under our legal system. And Alex, Robert, folks, that's what transforms, which at that time was only another Texas homicide, into a national coup d'etat.
Absolutely. Let's take a few final calls here. Let's talk to Josh in Illinois. You're on the air. Go ahead, Josh.
Hey, Alex, you asked Jim earlier if he knew of, or you asked him if there's, if he knew of any way they would come after you or potentially take you out. And I have a probable scenario. In the event that our current president, in fact, Obama, is taken out in a similar fashion as JFK was, it would not be difficult to use sound bites from your show and air them on CNN and Fox News and place the blame on your show and effectively take you off the air.
No, it's just craziness. I appreciate your call. And a meteorite could come through the ceiling and kill me from Planet Pop-Tart right now, or Puff the Magic Dragon could come flapping by. Because,
yep.
I mean, we're not on this show talking about hurting anybody or shooting anybody. Of course
but
we're.
So,
hold on. Now we shouldn't even talk about the JFK assassination because they could edit us to make it sound like we're talking about Obama. I mean, this is the type of just fear everyone is locked in. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's right. No, I'll tell you, over and above, they're not going to take you out because if you suddenly disappeared under any kind of unusual circumstances or strange one-car accident or something like that, all that's going to do is add credibility to your message. So they're smarter than that.
What probably
will happen to you, Alex, is that under the Obama Marxist socialist regime, they will push heavily to outlaw hate speech. And, you know, in that way, anything you say would be considered hate speech.
And the fairness doctrine, absolutely, and then it's liberal, so you've got to be for it. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Oklahoma. Chris, you're on the air with Jim Mars and Mr. Groden. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Chris from Oklahoma City. I've had the opportunity to speak with you at presentations at Jim in Washington and Austin. Thanks for taking my call. I want to thank all of you gentlemen for the work you're doing because it's making it a lot easier for us here in Oklahoma City to continue to research the bombing, working closely with a former state representative who's actually back in the state house. He was sworn back in 3 days ago, just FYI, and with Jesse Trinidou. And the question I had is, I was down at the School Book Depository Library, oddly enough, this last Friday, and I see the same storyline, the same mode of operation happening at the National Memorial Museum here in Oklahoma City. Do you think that we'll be able to crack the case and get the information out the way it should be? Or will
on the inside job that was the OKC government-sponsored terror attack to try to shut down free speech, I mean, they use these little museums as their official story brainwashing centers. Jim and Robert, real fast, finishing up.
Well, yeah, that's exactly what it is. Again, it's appeal to authority. They have all the money, so they can build these museums and mount these very well-presented exhibits to push their official storyline. All I can say is, everyone who's listening, study, read, open your eyes and your ears and your mind and think for yourself. Don't let the people with all the money do your thinking for you.
Absolutely. And in closing, and I appreciate your call, Chris, we're out of time. In closing, Robert Groden, you've got the last word.
Well, I'll simply quote two lines very quickly. The one that I've used for years and years is, may all the truth be known soon. And one that Jim has used as long as I've known him now, which is approaching 30 years, I think. Question authority. Always question authority.
Absolutely. Well, guys, let me say bye to you when we end this segment, and I'll see you this weekend. And it's just great working with Robert Groden and Jim Mars on this new JFK film I'm making. We'll basically conclude shooting coming up this weekend and then just finish the film up in the next 4 or 5 months. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secret of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay. Coming up later, I'm going to play a few clips from Endgame 1.5. The extras that we posted on PrisonPlanet.tv, because one of the clips I played on the Sunday show, it's Dr. Michael Kaufman talking about, from government documents, giving the source, how they plan to mass drug us, dumb us down, control us, break up our families. And the other clip I'm only going to play part of, and there's a bunch more in the film and in the extras, where Daniel Estlin and others are talking about exactly, now this is 2.5 years ago, when oil was $65 a barrel. And he said they're going to drive it up to $150 in a year and a half from now. Exactly that happened. To get people out of their cars, to have a post-industrial society. He talks more about that in the piece. He talks about how they're going to artificially drive the stock market back up to its, and he gives the year level when it was at, you know, 13,000. They did. They drove it to 14,000 to sucker everybody back in and then pop the subprime mortgage, and even gives the times. Now, that is exactly, you know, that is not prophecy. That is not revelation. It is someone having eyewitness reports from the people that run the planet. That's how we could get on air and say they are going to devalue currencies worldwide. They are going to cut off liquidity. They are going to plunge the market so they can criminally consolidate and then propose, after they started it, after they created it, after they destroyed the confidence by fear-mongering and saying we were going to have a depression, They will then say we need a world banking system run by us, a small group of interbanks, setting the value of the currencies worldwide, controlling stock markets, and paying global money transfer taxes and carbon taxes to the private banks. That has now all been proposed. That is all in Endgame. Blueprint for Global Enslavement and its extra that's on the DVD, and then the second extra that was for PrisonPlanet.tv members. So this is what we're dealing with here. This is reality. We understand what's going on this show. We're telling you what's really going on in the world. So I want to go to David, Tim, John, Eric, and Max. Before the hour ends, I want to get into Paulson, what's behind bailout martial law plan, and then I want to start airing these audio clips. But what we know the so-called government is doing, the global technocratic banking elite merged with its scientific social engineer elite, is hard for me to mentally face and deal with. So I don't blame a lot of you living in denial. Projecting what they've planned in the past, what they've done, what they're currently doing, what we projecting into what we think they're doing, I don't even want to say. I mean, these people are bad. I mean, it's so low down. It takes evil to a level just that Hollywood, the culture, books, novels, in fiction couldn't take you. Well, hell, Lenin killing 20 million, Stalin killing 40 million, and Hitler killing tens of millions, and Mao killing tens of millions. Thousands of sports stadiums filled with 100,000 people per stadium, that equivalent. Picture that in your mind. I mean, that's hard to deal with, but this is far past even that, what's going on. And the people living in denial is what has allowed this to happen. So we're going to get into all that. Before I go to your phone calls and all this other news, don't forget, this holiday season, this Christmas, you can get 5 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv right now. And you can give yourself a gift. Go get a monthly membership or a yearly membership, or get 5 months free with a yearly membership. And share your passcode with your friends and family. Put it in a card and say, here's your gift, and you can share it as well. So I hope that people will do that with PrisonPlanet.tv and give the gift of information and unlocking people's minds so they can be aware of what's really happening in the real world. That said, it is important to get affordable foods, and I've got as a sponsor the place that I knew about because I did my research years ago, and this is who I chose to buy freeze-dried and dehydrated foods from, non-GMO, clean, healthy food, and it stores for really 15 years in climate-controlled, 10 years in non-climate-controlled. It's super high-quality, eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, ladies and gentlemen. You will never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. Big banners at the top of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Folks, with how ruthless and out of control this elite is, it makes not even total sense. It's just a no-brainer to get prepared. So give them a call. Get a free brochure. They've got boogie packs, 2 months supplies, up to 10-year supplies. They got it all. You'll be surprised at how affordable it is. 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. Also, there's another fine sponsor, and that's a Cola Blue. And people are going crazy over the sponsor, and they should. ECOLOBlue.com or go to Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Big banners up on the top of the page there as well. Atmospheric water generator for the home. Pays for itself in 1 year if you buy your water from the store. Pure clean water without the fluoride. Ultimate water for the humidity in the air. Machine produces 28 liters or 7.5 gallons a day. Great tasting, pure H2O, exactly the way nature makes it. No chemicals, pollutants, or toxins. Neutral pH. And then it goes through 5 filters inside. I use it. In fact, put me up on screen. This is a Cola Blue water right here. It just blows anything away I've ever had. I mean, it's just, you could bottle this and sell it as the most awesome filtered water. I mean, have you tried this, how good it is? You ought to try it, Hoosh. It's good. All right. As Walter Brennan said, people told me that's not John Wayne. No brag, just fact. It's great stuff. TheColorBlue.com. or 866-585-4044. Okay, I want to tell you about one other fabulous sponsor, and then we'll go to your calls, and that, my friends, is Interfood, and they've got the best green food, bar none, out there. But not just that. I mean, the soils are depleted of the minerals, the nutrients. This is a whole bunch of superfoods together. Balanced energy all day long, greater stamina, 20 power-packed ingredients, greater mental clarity, reduced food cravings, improved liver function, healthy blood sugar, immune system support, improved digestion, detoxing effects, colon cleansing, on and on and on. Dulse kelp, barley grass, wheatgrass, chlorella, spirulina, over 20 power-packed ingredients. I believe in it. It's great stuff. And I didn't know for years when they were sponsored that George Humphrey is friends with the founder right here in Austin, Texas. I didn't even know that. So they're patriots as well. Interfood, enerfood.com, or link through at infowars.com. Their new product is natural amino acid meal replacement. To sum it up, it's basically a natural, healthy, effective way to lose weight while getting all the nutrients your body needs. How it works is you mix a cup up with a glass of juice and have it in place of a meal. For example, you then replace one of your meals every day, stay healthy, and get all your nutrients and lose weight in the process. So it's a great storable food type option as well. Interfood.com or 866-762-9238. Launching this new groundbreaking product, natural amino acid meal replacement. Okay. Again, thank you to those sponsors. They make the broadcast possible and they're great products. Let's go ahead and go to some of your phone calls. Again, we're live at PrisonPlanet.tv right now. David in Texas, you're on the air.
I just want to give you an example here of how asleep a lot of people are. I work in the financial community, and I was at a conference a few weeks back, and most of these advisors that are actually advising clients and also product companies, they have no fundamental understanding of what's going on. Two easy examples that people can see. I was talking to the people, you know, throughout the few days around me about carbon taxes, you know, implemented or, you know, coming soon. And everyone said, that's impossible. That'll never happen. And I say, well, look, there already is established the Chicago Climate Exchange, the Montreal Climate Exchange, the European Climate Exchange.
They've introduced bills to start taxing every pig and every cow. What, for a cow, it's $125 less with a pig for its methane. For its flatulence, creatures have always been passing gas. But, I mean, it's just pure bull.
I mean, and, you know, these are already institutions and things set up, you know, ready to go. And, you know, people thought I was crazy. I was like, well, look it up on your computer. I mean, these things are out there. But the more, you know, the thing that's actually more scary is the manipulation in the financial reporting. Let me give you a quick example. 10 years ago, when companies or analysts or news agencies would report their earnings, they would always report it year over year. They would say, our earnings are $1 a share this year, you know, first quarter this year versus 90 cents last year, first quarter. With the internet boom, most of these companies had no history. So in the financial reporting, everyone's moved over to, they look at the analysts, what the analysts say, and it's, you know, JP Morgan, all these different companies, they've got all the analysts. Well, they totally manipulate their data, and it's really easy to see. A simple example anyone can understand is look at the earnings for any company before they report. What happens is, you know, you can look back at Lehman Brothers. This is a perfect example. First quarter this year, these aren't the specific numbers, but this is to show you how it works. The analysts estimate, you know, they say, we think their earnings are going to be $1 per share, okay? Pretty much on Wall Street, a lot of the information gets thrown around before it's actually reported for the public. So word gets out, and they find out, hey, their profits are actually only going to be 70 cents a share. So what do the analysts do? They drop their estimates very severe so that a couple weeks from then, it gets reported in the news, hey, you know, this company's earnings were 70 cents a share versus the analyst estimate of 60 cents a share. They beat the estimates, and everyone piles in and drives the stock up. But what they didn't tell you was, hey, 2 weeks ago, the analysts were actually estimating $1, and now they're estimating 60 cents. And the other thing is they never will tell you, you know, they just typically don't report in the media. They say, look, the year previous, the earnings were actually $1.40. So they haven't beaten anything.
I mean, if you go through all the ways they cook the numbers, it'll just make your head spin. I mean, it's like now when cops kill people with tasers, they just say it's a syndrome. People just magically die now in police custody. It's not being beaten. It's not being tasered. It's a new syndrome. I mean, it's just made up bull. I appreciate your call. I could talk to you for hours. Great caller, but we need to get to everybody else here. Let's go back to the calls. Tim in Florida, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. Back in the 80s, before there was a program like yours where people could call in and report terrible violations of civil liberties, I found out about some atrocities that I don't think have ever been reported in the general media. In those days, I used to, my way of avoiding society was just going out and traveling around the country, just hitchhiking around. And I started to notice that the state troopers in Wyoming on the stretch of IE between Laramie and Evanston were doing everything they could to provoke me in such a way that they would have an excuse to kill me. And so when I got home to Tennessee, I told my father, who was a federal judge, that I guarantee you the Wyoming Highway Patrol are murdering drifters. And he said, well, I'll go over here across the hall to the U.S. Marshal's office and ask him to check into it for us. And so later on in the day, he comes back over to me and says, well, you're right. There's five cases being investigated by the FBI right now of Wyoming Highway Patrol murdering drifters. And I don't think that's ever come out. I think if family members have ever lost relatives, you know, who are misfits or mentally ill or whatever, that they might want to know about that.
Well, I mean, it's true. The troops are coming home after 3, 4, 5 tours completely. I mean, you know, World War II vets, Korean War vets, you know, would go off and kill the neighbor from one tour. You know, their fuse gets very short. And these guys are coming home, and they're cops, and they're killing their families. It's in the news every day. They're killing us. I mean, you just backtalk them. They just pull their gun out and shoot you or beat you to death, and they laugh about it. And then they don't get in trouble.
Yeah,
and, you know, and the banks don't get in trouble for taking all our money either. That's what tyranny is. They just go, look, we rule. It's over. We're king. America's gone. Bye-bye.
Right. I think people need to be careful how they pick their battles because I think I've seen articles on your website that prepare people for this this regime that's coming in because they will just blow your head off, you know, if you smart off to them. You know, they're just looking for a
chance. Yeah, no. I mean, America is a big doormat or more like a toilet.
Yeah.
And if you don't sit there loving it falling on you, you're bad. You're a terrorist. And,
it's a lot worse than people realize, I believe, because only the poor people and poor black people have put up with this for many years, you know, and people that live on the street, you know, they just get blown away and nobody knows about it. But now it's coming into the yuppies and people like that are going to be feeling the same thing that just used to be doled out to the unfortunates, you know.
That's right. I appreciate your call. John in Illinois, you're on the air. Welcome.
You know, I was listening to that first caller talking about the markets, and I think he's got it right in the spirit, but I've worked in the financial industry for a couple of years now, and I've worked with some of the major brokerages like Lehman. And it's similar to that, but it's actually, if you look at the financial reporting, if you look at the way they value stock prices, it's all based on assumptions of future cash flow. And I can change a stock price by $20 by changing one assumption on the internal rate of return by a company.
Yeah, I mean, they value it by how much it makes a year and then projected what market analysts are saying about that industry in the future, and it's multiples of the price-earnings ratio.
Right, and so it comes back. But you also look at, like, what happens to the market. Most of the time when they issue earnings, great earnings, you'll see it pop up for a second, but then, you know, they did a study on Cramer, and most of the time if you shorted his stuff, you know, they would you'd make money, but then 2 weeks later, right, if you were long, you'd make the money because they're all looking for that short-term pop. All the pros are selling into that.
They tell the suckers, stay in for the long term so the pros can make money on the ups and downs.
Right, the pros make money, and they also make money in the long term as well. But if you look at the pits, and, you know, because I worked with the Board of Trade, the Mercantile Exchange, they're so crooked and corrupt in the pits, and they're insider trading all the time and making millions. And a lot of times what you'll see is when there's guys in there making markets, even the locals on the floor get hosed by Morgan Stanley's of the world, because what will happen is they'll come in for a trade, and they'll make the trade, and the local will make a tick or two, and, you know, the customer will have their giant order filled. But then the guy will come back to him 10 minutes later and say, hey, you got to make this change. Otherwise, you know, we're not going to trade with you again because our customer wants a better price. So even the locals on the floor, the exchange guys making a lot of money, are still getting hosed by the big banks. I mean, it's not even...
That's right. They make them turn deals in and change them that they had.
Exactly. And then what happened was, a couple years ago, the FBI did an investigation into that after the bell trading, because the bell sounds at 3 o'clock, and then you got to be done trading on the pits. Well, what was happening was, is people might have made trades a couple minutes, you know, like 20 seconds late or something like that. And so they put a bunch of FBI guys down in the pits. And they did this investigation to try to find, you know, what's going on, what's going on. Well,
hold on, I want to hear more about this when we get back. The United States of corruption. The inmates running the asylum.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
How much food do you have in your fridge? How long would it last in the event of a nationwide crisis? SurvivalGearSource.com is America's number one source for survival kits and supplies. SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has everything you need to be prepared. Get your storable food at SurvivalGearSource.com. We've supplied thousands of Americans with our ready-to-eat meals. Sealed, portable, and will last for years. Get your portable flameless ovens for cooking. Get your ultra-portable survival kits now. Tailored for 1, 4, 10, or even the 100-person Deluxe kit. Prepare for nuclear and bioterrorism with a complete terror protection kit, including gas masks, biosuits, potassium iodate, a solar hand crank flashlight, radio, cell phone charger, and much more. Prepare now. Order by phone at 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. Or go to survivalgearsource.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a free Patriot bar with every order. Survivalgearsource.com.
Don't call your name out my window, I'm leaving.
Don't call my name out your window, I'm leaving. I won't even turn my...
Yeah, he's going to go rambling, walking from town to town for a few weeks. Wouldn't make it far, he'd be tasered to death within hours. Land of the free, home of the brave. What are you doing, boy? Walking down the street.
You'd say the same old thing that you've been saying all along.
I'm gonna light you up a little voltage.
Keep your mouth shut.
Just lay there and let the government urinate on you.
Open
what it's all about. Land of the slave, home of the coward. That's right. You're the masters. We're the slaves. Yes, sir, boss. We are the slaves. You are in charge. You are burning America down. You're taking her down. Good job. And it's going to get a lot worse a lot faster. All right. Look, I got phones loaded, tons of audio clips, tons of news I want to cover. You know, I just use the ski mask cop as the image in the New World Order. I'm talking about the government, the social engineers. They're the ones that caused all this. And look in the mirror. It's us. We did this. If you become decadent and lay down, evil will fill the vacuum. I want to get into Henry Paulson and the martial law threat. You know, we just calmly talk about it now. Oh, now the senators admit it's Henry Paulson threatening martial law. They didn't go along. And oh, yeah, they're building FEMA camps. Oh, yeah. Oh, Dick Cheney's been indicted by a Texas grand jury. Oh, it's no big deal. Going back to John in Illinois, so there's all these FBI agents. Was this the Mercantile or was this on the stock exchange? He just dropped off. I wanted to hear his story. But I couldn't sing for 60 seconds? All right, doesn't matter. Call back some other day and tell me, John. That's fine, because I wanted to finish this before the hour ended, this hour. I know some stations don't carry the fourth hour, because that's somewhat new. We've been doing it only about 6-7 months. Here it is. PrisonPlanet.com. Paulson was behind bailout martial law threat. Inhofe says Treasury Secretary made dire warnings in conference call on September 19th. Well, we talked to two congressmen. It was a threat of the president doing it without Congress under martial law. But here is Senator Inhofe yesterday on the syndicated radio show, and we have a link to that at the bottom of the page with him on the Tulsa news station. So here is Senator Inhofe yesterday saying it was Paulson.
Somebody in D.C. was feeding you guys quite a story prior to the bailout, a story that if we didn't do this, we were going to see something on the scale of the Depression. There were people that were talking about, martial law being instituted, civil unrest, all these kinds of stuff. Who was feeding you guys this stuff? Because, I mean, clearly it worked on Sullivan. Clearly it worked on Coburn. It didn't work on you. Who was feeding you this information?
That's Henry Paulson. We had a conference call. Early on, it was on a Friday, I think a week and a half before this, the vote on October 1st. So it would have been the middle, 19th of September, okay. We had a conference call. In this conference call, and I guess there's no reason for me not to repeat what he said, but he painted this picture you just described. He said, this is serious. This is the most serious thing that we face. It's going to be far worse than the Great Depression of the 30s. And all these things, he was very descriptive of exactly what would happen if we didn't buy out these toxic assets, okay. Which he abandoned the day after he got the money.
Okay, that was Senator Inhofe on Tulsa, Oklahoma's 1170 KFAQ. Appreciate that. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com in this headline. By the way, I've got some news articles I've been wanting to show you. People send us news clippings, and I thought, why not every day or a few times a week on the document cam, we're live at PrisonPlanet.tv, why not show people some of those clippings? And I've got some of those, like the government wants to put cameras in all our cars to watch us. They're doing a study up north on this, so that's coming up too. Stay with me.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit gcnlive.com today.
Our beloved